Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 252. The Great News Behind the News. What is the top news story today? Every morning you can get a glimpse of what your internet browser considers the most important or most spectacular news item of the day or the biggest headline in your morning paper. But back of it all, what does that Heavenly Father of us all, the God who says He is love agape, tell us is the great news behind the news? It's the central message of the Book of Revelation, the everlasting gospel being proclaimed to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. And what is the purpose of this most highly acclaimed activity? To prepare people for the most climactic event of all history, the second coming of Jesus. Is this message getting through to the people of the world, or is it being buried under an overwhelming mass of confusion published by the media, or even by a similar mass of confusion known as organized religion? The answer does not depend on mere human observation, for Jesus said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation." In his day, what served as the media tried to ignore the greatest news of all time, but the Holy Spirit was working quietly, surely, in what Jesus was doing. So today, the everlasting gospel proclaimed by those three angels of Revelation 14 is getting through in different ways. The best way to know for sure is to consider the character of God Himself. He is love agape. That is, He will not permit the final, cataclysmic events of Earth's history, the seven last plagues of Revelation 16, to come, until people have had a reasonable chance to prepare. And that means, they must hear the message of good news, of His much more abounding grace. You can believe that God is love agape if you think He has gone to sleep. You must recognize that every angel in heaven is intensely active, moving upon the hearts of human beings everywhere. God's office in heaven is the central command post of the vast worldwide war between Christ and Satan, as real as the war between them when Jesus was here on earth 2,000 years ago. It will not be recognized by observation, but it's the most real newsworthy story happening today. Read about it in Revelation 14-19. Let the same Holy Spirit that inspired the book speak to your heart in its pages.